We played one Friday night. We went up to Marinette. We played one of the worst teams I've ever seen, one of the worst goalies I've ever seen, and we lost 7-5. And we berserk on him in the locker room afterwards. I smashed my whiteboard and everything.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I did. And just said, I'm done. I said, I can't convince you guys to. So anyway, Saturday and Sunday, we come out and play phenomenal and lose. We lost all four games, but they played really, really good. So I was happy. And the problem is, we played a true C team that beat us. They beat us 4-0 in the first game. My goalie let in a couple of soft goals, but more like 2-0. And then they beat us in the second game, 4-3. We pulled our goalie. We had it in there in for a minute and a half, just peppering the goalie. We couldn't get the tying goal.
Really?
And then
with the extra skater.
And so we lost that one 4-3. And then Sunday, we had to go over to Wausau, and we had to play our first game at 8:30 in the morning. So that's our fourth game of the weekend. And so we had to get on the road by, I'm trying to think what time, we were on the road by like 6:15, so we were up, you know, 5-something in the morning, and then we had to drive over in the snow. And so in the first game, we lost 4-3, same thing, pull the goalie, have it in their end for like a minute and a half. I mean, they don't get it out. And we're peppering the goalie, crashing the net, looking for rebounds and stuff. Just couldn't get the equalizer. And then the second game, final game, we were down. It was, I'm trying to think, 3-2 with about 7 minutes to go in the third period. And then the wheels just fell off and we lost 6-2. But the team that we played Saturday, or Sunday, I should say, is a B team. And so we play, we're a C team. And so playing up, and that's part of our problem. There's only six true C teams, Bantam C teams in the state of Wisconsin. Otherwise, you're playing B teams, or what you're doing is you're playing smaller communities that have one or two teams, an A team or an A and a B team. But all it takes is a couple of kids. You know, if you go to a small community, let's say you have 20 kids out for Bantam hockey, all it takes is three of them to be really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they can then they can control a C team. Mm-hmm. Because you got three kids that are really good and forget about it. But they played their ass off against this B team in Everest. And this, so we lost 4-3 and 6-2. And like I said, it was 3-2 with like 7 minutes to go in the third period. This team that we played on Sunday came over and put a beat down on our B team 2 weeks ago, beating our B team 4-0 and 9-5. So that tells you how well and how hard our kids played.
Good for them. Sounds like the Gamblers over the weekend, they had to play.
Jamesville, I saw that.
They were supposed to play Dubuque, but Dubuque had some kind of COVID issue, so they couldn't come. And they found out like on Wednesday or Thursday, I think. And so Coach Mikas knew that Jamesville wasn't playing. They're in the NAHL, the North American Hockey League, and he found out that they weren't playing this weekend, so they invited them up to play two games, and otherwise they would have had to cancel those games.
Right.
So they got at least a couple of games, you know, to play, and, you know, none of the stats count or anything like that. They don't count for the standings, but at least they played, and they were able to make some money. And
right.
Jamesville actually was pretty game on Friday. They only won 2-1. And then
right.
Saturday night, they beat them up pretty good, but kind of similar there. They're playing up a level, and they played
right.
Well Friday, but they couldn't match them on Saturday.
Right, right,
so,
right.
This is good. They had good crowds, and
you know,
like I said, they got to do whatever they can to make some money.
No doubt.
So I understand
no doubt.
Where they're coming from. But so it kind of goes to what I wanted to talk a little bit about today is the, when you lose. And you're coming off a weekend where you lost a bunch of games. It's not the same by any means with the Packers loss, but you know we're hearing over the last couple of days everybody wants to blame this guy, blame that guy. When it's rarely one thing, one decision, one play, the collection of all those things that add up to a loss, but Why do we have to try to find someone to blame? Go, oh, it's Matt LaFleur's fault, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault, it's the referee's fault. Why do we have to do that all the time?
It's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be somebody's fault that they didn't win, so you got to point the finger and you got to put the blame on somebody. I mean, that's a good question. Because if we didn't play the blame game and break it all down, then we wouldn't have sports talk radio like the Bill and Rookie Experience, right? if you didn't blame anybody and say somebody should be fired and somebody should lose their job and this guy should be cut, see Kevin King, and this guy shouldn't be signed or what have you, then we wouldn't have sports talk radio. It'd be, well, the Packers lost, go get him next time.
Yeah, this season. But you can't do that.
No.
You got to say, it's this guy's fault, it's that guy's fault.
Absolutely.
You don't do that, right? As a coach, you don't go coaching your 12 or 13-year-olds. You don't go, man, this kid, it's all his fault.
Look, the kids do that themselves.
Yeah.
The coach can't do that. The coach, youth sports, the coach tries to keep the team together. Go, look, we win as a team, we lose as a team.
Right.
We can't point fingers. Everybody does some things good. Everybody does some things bad. We're in it as a team. But when you're talking about the National Football League, and it's a high-stakes business and big money on the line, fans want answers. I'm sure that the coaching staff and the players aren't pointing fingers at each other. It's the fans. The fans want answers.
Definitely. It's a lot easier to blame other people, But you're right. The coach can't allow that to happen. The coach can't allow the teams to the players to blame each other or point fingers. And even Matt LaFleur said after the game, there was no finger pointing going on in there. It's a, we do this as a team. We win as a team. We lose as a team. But
and collectively, look, there's a handful of different things. Everybody's got their fingerprints on the law.
Yes.
I mean, Will Redmond for not getting the interception before halftime. Kevin King for getting beat on the touchdown just before halftime. Mike Patton for putting the defense in not a very good position to defend that play just before halftime. Aaron Jones' first fumble. Aaron Rodgers for maybe not scrambling and forcing the ball through certain few areas. Matt LaFleur for not going for it on 4th and 8 and some other decisions, getting away from the run.
Right.
There's a lot of different fingerprints on that loss.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And there's plenty of reasons they lost. It wasn't one thing, but again, a collection of things. So it's tough to handle, though, that's for sure, no matter how you slice it. And it's going to be a long offseason.
I mean, look, it's tough. It's interesting because, they've been to the NFC Championship game in the last couple of years. And last year, it was probably pretty easy to get over it for two reasons. One, you never really thought that they were a true contender, all right? That's number one. And number two, when you get run out of the gym, you go, well, my feelings were spot on. They weren't real contenders. They got run out of the gym, and we need this, and this, and, hopefully we can make some additions, and we'll come back next year stronger and better. And they did come back this year stronger and better, and throughout the course of the year, by the time the regular season ended, as we've said a couple of different times on the Bill and Rookie Experience, if not now, when? This seems to be the perfect year, just right for the taking for them to win the NFC Championship and go to the Super Bowl and then play it out there to see how it goes. And then when you come so close, even though you fell behind big in the game, and you come back and you're one score away and you're knocking on the doorstep and you decide to take a field goal instead of going for the touchdown in the two-point conversion, there's a lot of angst there. And that's where a lot of finger-pointing and name-blaming come along.
It's so interesting, though. Of all the years, there's years where you don't think it's going to happen and it happens, but when you do think it's going to happen, it doesn't happen. I think that's what kind of makes it even more impressive to me that Tom Brady has done what he's done in Tampa. That's exactly what they expected to happen when he went there, and obviously they did other things,
right?
And they came through, so it's pretty impressive, although it's not because of him, but to some degree, despite him, he didn't play very well on Sunday.
Not at all.
They're turning it over the way he did. But,
well, he's lucky that the Packers were off.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true. It'll be easy to root against it in the Super Bowl. So we all have that in common, I guess. So that's good.
Isn't that the truth? But you're right. I mean, it's so weird. 2010, when they won the Super Bowl that year, what, they were 10-6, right?
Yep.
In the very end. That turns out to be a magical season.
Right.
A 10-6 football team turns out to be a magical season 10 years ago. And fast forward to 10 years today, where it all looks like it's shaping up to be a magical season. 13-3, Aaron Rodgers back at the top of his game, going to be named the NFL MVP, getting the NFC Championship game at home. It all looks like it's going to be another magical season, and it just turns out to be a dud.
Top small team in the league. Who can stop them?
Exactly. And so it just goes to show you, when you think it's going to be magical, it turns out to be heartbreak. And when it doesn't, when it sneaks up on you, it just turns out to be a spectacular finish.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy how life works, Billy.
The nature of professional sports, too. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
All right, Russ. Well, that'll do it for today. Have a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow on the Bill and Rookie Experience.